She passed under a bronze arch fashioned in the likeness of two snakes mating, their scales delicate flakes of jade, obsidian, and lapis lazuli. Slim towers stood taller than any Danny had ever seen, and elaborate fountains filled every square, wrought in the shape of griffins and dragons and manacores. The Carcine lined the streets and watched from delicate balconies that looked too frail to support their weight. They were tall, pale folk in linen and samite and tiger fur, every one a lord or lady to her eyes. The women wore gowns that left one breast bare, while the men favoured beaded silk skirts. Danny felt shabby and barbaric as she rode past them in her lion-skin robe with black drogon on one shoulder. Her Dothraki called the Carthine milkmen for their paleness, and Khal Drogo had dreamed of the day when he might sack the great cities of the East. She glanced at her blood riders, their dark, almond-shaped eyes giving no hint of their thoughts. "Is it only the plunder they see?" she wondered. "How savage we must seem to these Carthine." Pyat Pree conducted her little Kalasar down the centre of a great arcade